Welcome into our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Gary Ovala. He is a candidate to be the representative for Iowa House District 47. He spoke to a crowd of 15 people in Panora on Sunday. He will face Carter Norman in the upcoming November elections. He is campaigning in the newly drawn House District 47 that includes Greene and Guthrie counties and a portion of Dallas County, including Perry and Dallas Center.
Just why are you running for House District 47?
Well, the reasons I'm running for House District 47 are the fact that I've been teaching for a long time. I'll be starting my 25th year at Perry this fall. And I taught for 4 years prior to coming to Perry. So almost 30 years teaching. And some of the things that I heard coming out of the State House last year with the school vouchers and teachers having an evil agenda and, you know, things like that is what prompted me to run. Of course, I was asked to, and I probably wouldn't have had I not been asked. But having been asked and thinking about it, talking it over with my family and everything, I thought it was a good idea to do so.
And then what do you think about the turnout here in Guthrie County?
I think we've got a pretty nice little crowd here. We did not advertise it all that much. So, you know, what we have here is pretty good. We had a real nice turnout in Minburn a couple weeks ago. I had a real nice turnout for my meet and greet at Perry Perk on Tuesday, this last Tuesday. So the turnout, I think, has been really pretty encouraging.
What other issues are you focusing on other than school vouchers? Is there anything else is there any other issues you'd like to discuss?
Well, the school issue is my big issue. The critical race theory and, you know, things like that. So, but other than school, I don't know if you're aware of the rural development program, rural economic development program in Greene County. That's something that I find to be very interesting. I think that they're doing a great job promoting their communities and bringing residents into the county to not only work but to live there as well. And, you know, that way they they're building up their school district, they're building up their local economy, things like that. So that's one. I'm a firm believer in the green energy bill. I think that solar energy is the way to go. I'm not 100% convinced that wind turbines are the best thing, but they're, you know, it's a step forward, right? So I'm really proud of the fact that Perry Community Schools has installed solar panels at our schools, and they are pretty impressive. So, you know, I'm happy that those things are happening, and those are things that I'd like to see happen as well. Women's health issues are also important. I have two daughters. I have a wife. And women's health rights need to be recognized. And, you know, obviously I believe in choice. I'm not if people were to ask me what my feelings are on abortion, I would say I'm not necessarily, like I said, I have two daughters, and if one of them were to come home, and they haven't, right? So, but if one of them were to come home and then say they were in that situation, I like to think that I would say to them, let's work on another solution. But at the end of the day, that's their choice. And that's the way I think it should be for everybody. So,
was there anything else you'd like to discuss on your campaign for House District 47?
I think government involvement is something that I'd like to, if I were to win this race, I would like to get involved more with outreach towards, you know, to voters and, you know, people like that. One idea that I've kind of thrown around is that, I think that it should be mandated that candidates have forums, that candidates have debates with each other, at least three, because then it gives the voters a chance to know who they're voting for instead of, you know, just looking for the whether that person's a Republican or a Democrat. I was always taught that you don't vote for the party, you vote for the person who's best qualified for the job. And I think, you know, honestly, that's one of the reasons why I'm running. I think I'm qualified for the job more so than my opponent is. Not that I have anything against my opponent. I don't know him from the man in the moon. But I just feel that I'm more qualified because I've had more life experience. I'm 57 years old. I've had a career, right? I've actually had a career that's lasted over 30 years. And I'm not looking to be a career politician. I'm just somebody who has a career, has experience, and wants to bring that to government.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah. We'll stick around for a sandwich.
And that was our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora Stewart. If you missed any part of our conversation with candidate Gary Ovala, please visit our website at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab, Let's Talk Guthrie County.